Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Aidan Perkins. We'll start with comments from Eric Bailly speaking to the Manchester United programme for the FA Cup third round tie against Watford. Bailly has welcomed Ahmed Diallo into the United fold. The Atalanta winger has finalised his move to Old Trafford. The deal was set up during the last transfer window, but the Ivory Coast international Bailly has been in contact with his fellow countrymen, and Diallo has now been confirmed as a United player. The 18-year-old is expected to take his time to settle in before breaking into Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's first team squad. Bailly said, "I know Ahmad. I speak with him. He is a young player with good talents, but we know it's important to keep calm with any new guys. I think he will do well, but it is important to be calm with him. I am ready to help him. I am ready to help every player," Bailly said. Meanwhile, United's Argentine goalkeeper Sergio Romero is expected to return to the club next week as discussions over his future continue. And finally, the FA has criticised United for not providing any cultural and media training to Edinson Cavani following his arrival after the forward was charged for an Instagram post. The 33-year-old was banned for 3 matches and fined £100,000 by the FA after sharing an Instagram story from a fan which included a racially offensive term. The post was later deleted and Cavani apologised, but United have been criticised by the FA. In a statement, it said, "In light of the player's high profile in the game, his inability to speak English and the fact that he had approaching 8 million Instagram followers, the commission were surprised that no such training had been specifically put in place for the player by his club." The FA's independent regulatory commission added that no part of the FA's case suggested Cavani deliberately acted with racist intent. That's all for now. We'll have more later